now. We're going to have a look at what might influence the timing of the election. The budget's out of the way. The enabling legislation will be going through the Dáil over the next while. Louise O'Reilly, the main party of opposition, has had what could only be described as a rough week. The Irish Independent reporting today that a member of Sinn Féin has resigned following a complaint of inappropriate text messages being sent to a teenager in Ógrahinn Féin. The ongoing controversy about the references provided to two former Sinn Féin officials for former party official Michael McMonagall, who was under investigation for child sex offences, and for unrelated reasons, then obviously your party colleague, former party colleague in Kildare South, Patricia Ryan, leaving the party and announcing that she's going to contest the next general election as an independent. But I mean, to that Irish Independent story today, about the alleged sending of inappropriate text messages by a member of the party to another younger member of the party. Do you have any comment on it, first of all?
My understanding is the complaint was received on the 11th of September. It was referred immediately, the complaint of the messages sent to a 17-year-old member of the party. The complaint was immediately referred, in line with child protection guidelines, as it should be, to the PSNI. The PSNI reported back, informed the party on the 27th of September that they were not going to conduct a formal investigation into the matter. They indicated that they were very supportive of the actions and the speed with which the party had acted, entirely in line with child protection guidelines, as is appropriate for any party or organisation. And the matter then, as I say, was referred immediately to the PSNI, who are not, my understanding is, conducting a formal investigation.
And given how well child protection protocols seem to have worked in this particular case, it makes it harder to understand how the issue over Michael McMonagall arose and was, you'd have to say, bungled.
I can't understand why anyone would give a reference to an individual like that. What I do know is that the matters were referred in line with child protection policy, and the actions that were carried out were entirely by the party and by party management were entirely in line. The giving of those references, I cannot understand why anyone would do such a thing. I find it absolutely unbelievable that somebody would do that in that manner. But with regard to how the issue was handled by the party, the child protection guidelines are in place and were adhered to. The two people that issued the reference, they've lost their jobs. They are no longer party members. They no longer work for the party, nor should they. But I cannot speculate as to what compels them to do that. I find it utterly unbelievable.
Do you have any comment to make about the departure of Patricia Ryan? She was elected for Kildare South. You'd have to say effortlessly. She was away on holidays when she was elected at the time. She's resigned from the party. She's along with several members of the local Cumann. They said they're... her social media postings had to be vetted and censored, and at a party meeting that was due to be held in the neighbouring constituency of Kildare North in the Osprey Hotel in Naas, people were told to submit their questions in advance so that there wouldn't be negative questions to the party leader. Does that sound like, who describe that as censorship, does that sound legit?
My understanding is the meeting was a South Leinster meeting, so it was for more than just Kildare members. It was a very broad meeting. The meeting was to update members on the review following the local elections. But there's no process of vetting. You know, the simple fact is, Colm, Patricia was going to have to face a contested selection convention.
Well, she rejects that has been the reason. Well, but have you ever had to submit social media posts for vetting or approval before putting them up?
Absolutely not. But I can tell you this, as my very firm belief, if it wasn't a contested selection convention, we wouldn't be having this conversation. And Patricia would still be in the party.
And she absolutely disputes that. I just want to go to Marian Harkin there. You've heard from Louise O'Reilly, from the largest opposition party. You've seen the budget progress through. Do you think this will influence the timing of a general election, Marian Harkin?
Absolutely, and I think it was intended to. I mean, why would anyone pretend otherwise? This is an election budget. It was designed as such. And the one organisation I always rely on is Social Justice Ireland in their analysis of the budget and the impact, especially on those who are receiving social welfare, etc. And one-off payments, of course, everyone loves to see them. And the Taoiseach challenging people to say, okay, which ones would you not pay? No politician can answer that. This is an election budget. And in the overall sense, and from a fundamental sense, it does not help those
I'm going to go to Sean Fleming.
But I have the posters ordered. That's okay. All right, say.
Have you the posters ordered, Sean Fleming? Do you think the election is coming soon?
I'm one of the, I think, a minority at this stage that believe the government should run as 5 years, and if it happens earlier, we're prepared for that. But the most important thing I want to say, I listened to Mary Lou this week in the Dáil, and I've just listened here to Louise a minute ago, and there was not one syllable of empathy for the children and the teenagers and the agency who got the reference. All it was about how Sinn Féin did this, Sinn Féin had procedure, Sinn Féin, and nothing about the people at the receipt. Zero empathy from Sinn Féin. It's disgraceful by both of these ladies this week.
Okay, I just have to, I have to lay the very briefest of responses on that, because
no empathy at all.
Louise O'Reilly.
Never mentioned the teenager.
Sean, please just calm yourself for a second. I responded to a question that I was asked. I absolutely reject your charge that there is no empathy. In fact, the policies and the procedures that are in place are there to protect everyone. Okay. And of course, I have empathy with those
That's
victims.
All we have time for today. Shane Galvin was our broadcast coordinator. Research was by Emma Cawley, Liam Mullen, and Martin Curran was on sound. And the programme was produced by series producer Regina Henley. Up here next on RT Radio 1, it's The Dock on 1.